Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
Here on Wrestling Observer Live, we are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings, with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it's Monday here on the show, and man, we got a lot to talk about here today. Holy smokes! It's always a busy weekend. We got SmackDown on Friday, Collision on Saturday. I haven't seen any of the TNA show, but I need to watch the main event. I haven't seen the semifinals or finals of the G1, but I need to watch those. Filthy Tom will be talking about those today. We had the AAA Triple Mania show, which I did see, along with Collision and SmackDown. And that, of course, is leading to Forbidden Door on August 24th. And, of course, it is a very busy weekend next week as well, as we've got Heatwave and Forbidden Door. We got Raw tonight with a lot going on, including Naomi addressing her medical status. We're going to find out what's going on tonight on Raw. In addition to that, we've got a ton of news, including WWE and ESPN. We got some notes on the G1, a lot of notes on the AAA show, the next AAA show here in America, which is actually just about a month away. Triple Mania did great as far as the YouTube airing of that show. We've got some more New Japan notes for upcoming shows, and all of the reviews of everything this weekend. Can't get into it all. We're going to do our best. If you want the full Triple Mania review, the Brian and Vinny show Sunday night, Vinny and I and Craig went over all of it in great detail. We'll talk more about it here today. If you want to text us, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com. F4WOnline, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. At Brian Alvarez, X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680. Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816, 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
I got the show. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Our main man, Filthy Tom Lawler's here. There's got a big day tomorrow, Tom. Good luck, brother.
Sure do. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
All the well wishes and messages I've gotten from people.
Have they said anything like you're going to walk out that day, or how does it work?
I stay overnight tomorrow, and then I should be home Wednesday, providing I can walk on my own.
I feel
so
like,
we'll find out.
Yeah, I feel like Granny was walking pretty quickly afterwards, and she was way older than you.
I'll have a walker.
Yeah.
For a little bit, and then I'll graduate to a cane and then go from there. So, but like I said, I mean, it, compared to what I was told to look into originally, which was a spinal fusion and a hip replacement, I heard virtually no good stories about spinal fusion
surgery. Oh, God,
no. And virtually everybody that I've spoken to that either had hip replacement or hip resurfacing done has said they wish they would have done it sooner. So hopefully I'm another one of those that you can add to the long list of successful hip replacements, and you'll see me back in action of some sort sooner than later.
It feels like everyone I've ever heard that got the hip replacement ended up way better off. Whereas with the spinal fusion, it feels like one out of every 10 seems happy with how it went. So hopefully you can avoid that. Maybe you'd be the one. But I don't know, man. I don't know. Good
luck
tomorrow.
Prefer not to find out.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll talk more about that later. I'm not sure I'm going to be here tomorrow, actually. We'll see. But we'll get an update to everybody as soon as we get it. All right. A couple of things. PW Insider reported Sunday there have been discussions that the previously reported WWE PLE for September 20th could end up airing on ESPN to go head-to-head with AEW's All Out. PW Insider described the move as a preview of the type of programming WWE will bring to the new partnership. They were told plans to unveil the still-unannounced PLE could happen this week. Well, I hope so. It's already August 18th. ESPN did not comment. The new deal with WWE to pair PLEs in the U.S. is set to start in 2026. So, I can tell you a couple of things, actually.
Go for it.
Well, let me see if I can find it here.
I'm begging you.
Well, I can pretty much...
What do you got?
I can pretty much... I will say this. I can confirm there's a very good chance that that show's going to end up on ESPN. So that would be September. And there might be more.
I'll just 1 month away. Yeah. Essentially.
Yeah. Trying to find... I had some information on this, actually.
Now, would WWE get money from this from ESPN? Would this
Well, I'm sure that would be part of it.
Off the deal.
Yeah. So, okay, so, like, this is not 100% confirmed, but I would say, you know what, I'll go as far, I don't want to do that. 99%, the September PLE is going to be on ESPN, and I would say there's a decent chance that that many others will as well. So I will say that, and, you know, the big question is, what's going to happen? This Peacock deal's ending. And there's been a lot of talk about what's going to happen to the library and everything else. You know, the feeling is that all the PLEs will be on ESPN, and the pay-per-view or the library, they might be able to make a new deal with Peacock. They might make a deal with, I've heard, YouTube they're discussing.
Yeah, I actually think that that may be the way to go, because it seems like a lot of the people who would have been subscribing to the network in the past are probably big, big fans of this WWE vault. Like, I am, you know, so why not make it more easily accessible, put the library on YouTube? I'm sure that there's some benefits to it. I assume that it would, you know, they don't have to handle all the bandwidth and whatever else comes along with hosting it if they own the entire service. So I think there's a lot of pluses to them making a deal with YouTube for the library.
This guy says, have it's already on YouTube under WWE Vault. WWE Vault does have a ton.
But not even close to what the network had.
Well, not what the network had.
I think if people weren't around for the heyday, if there was one of the WWE network.
There was a heyday there for a while.
It had almost everything.
Yeah.
That you could want and ask for. There was, like, the stuff that's on the vault is actually a lot of the stuff that wasn't on the network that they kind of uncovered at first. And now on the WWE Vault channel, there's, of course, more material that kind of crosses all the different programs they've had. But I think that's the way to go.
Well, I don't know. I don't know exactly how their finances and everything work. But I do know, and we know this also from, like, our archive. You know, we got every show we've ever done dating back to 2005. And there are people that go back and listen to old shows, but it's certainly not a driver of subscriptions. And when they went back, I guess, and looked at what did people watch on the WWE network, it was like pretty much the only thing that people watched were the pay-per-views. I mean, there were people that would go back and watch old shows and that sort of thing, but it was like, you know, the idea that anyone was signing up for the library, I'm sure somebody's going to go, I signed up only for the library. I don't care about the new... You were in the minority, the great minority. Virtually all of their sales were for the pay-per-views. So, you know, okay, let's say 100 people signed up solely for the library. Well, are you going to make more with that 100 people paying $9.99 a month or whatever for the WWE network back in the day? Or can you put all of that on YouTube, monetize it, get paid per view, and, you know, which is going to be more lucrative? Probably putting it on YouTube and getting paid for it would be my guess. So I think that the library is probably going to end up on YouTube, all of the PLEs going to ESPN, and we'll see how it shakes out other than that. So that's the update there. Did you watch the G1?
I did watch the semifinals and finals of the G1.
All right. I planned to do it yesterday, but I didn't. I had to watch AAA, and then I had to watch Collision. And so I'm going to try and watch the semifinals. Because I'll put it this way. I was told I got to watch the semifinals and finals. So I'll watch it and talk about it more later.
I mean, if you're a fan of professional wrestling, you might as well. The semifinals, I enjoyed the Evil and Tsuji match. Of course, you're going to see so many detractors from the House of Torture style matches and Evil making it to the finals. But I myself am a big fan of Evil. I think he's fantastic. I enjoyed the match with Tsuji. I think Tsuji's a nerd. He's going around. He badmouths the U.S. shows, and he's out there rubbing crotches with the House of Torture. Like, that's what we need more of in New Japan. But I digress. Evil submitted this punk, moved to the finals. Takeshita and Zach was fantastic. Everything you would hope for. One of the most insane moves I've ever seen in my life. Takeshita hit the big raging fire Falcon Arrow off the top rope to Zach, right on top of his head. I have confirmed. He said he's okay. Said he's made out of jelly. So he's all right.
He's made out of jelly. If I would have said that 3 years ago, I would have gotten so much heat. I got heat for chicken chest, and I'm not even the guy that said it. Anyway.
Well, he can stick that chicken chest out anywhere that he wants because he put on a great performance here against Takeshita, even though he lost. And in the finals, it was awesome because it was a 50-50 split crowd. A lot of people in the crowd wanted Evil to win. Every time he'd go for the STO, you could hear him chanting for him to hit it. It was wild. They still booed the rest of the House of Torture shenanigans, which were aplenty in this match. But actually, at the end, the aforementioned Zack Sabre Jr. came out, pulled away Ren Narita. And we had Rocky Romero actually playing backup instead of being a stooge. Got away some of the House of Torture guys that were trying to help Evil. And in the end, Takeshita defeated Evil with the Raging Fire. But Brian, when you watch this match, I want you to watch, because you're going to notice one thing. The crowd noticed it. I noticed it. Evil noticed it. The only person that didn't notice it was the ref. And that was Takeshita tapped to the Scorpion Deathlock. And we can get more into that when we come back from the break.
Wrestling Observer Live.
Hey, airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later.
800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, we got to talk a little bit about this Triple Mania show. And
oh, Brian, I still had my hand up ready.
Oh, yes.
Ready
yes.
to tap, just like Takeshita did when he pulled the Brazilian tap, as it's called, where you tap once, so the guy lets go of the hold, and then you pretend like you didn't tap. Well, this guy tapped. The ref runs over. The crowd goes, ah, ah. They start cheering. The ref runs over, and then he goes, ah, I didn't tap. And Chris Charlton goes, he tapped once, but he didn't tap three times.
Yeah, that's an
That is not a rule.
No, that's an old school rule people believe, but it's tap's a tap.
You
Yes.
Can't say that.
Oh, did I say something bad?
Yes.
Always.
Sorry. Sorry, Dom. I was very passionate about the tap.
The Brazilian tap is one of the worst things somebody can
do. I mean, come on. I do remember people always saying that, well, if you tap one time, it's not a real tap. You have to tap three times for it. No, you don't. A tap is giving up. Or, as Pedro used to say, it's saying uncle. Okay? It doesn't matter how you do it. You can say uncle. You can tap once. You can tap the person. You can tap the ground. You can say tap. You can go, ah! They all count.
Yeah.
Like that mummy.
Ah!
Anyway, sorry, Dom. I apologize. I didn't even realize it. Anytime Tom's on, I just think back to our old show where it was just uncensored. Anyway.
The wild days.
The old days. Okay, so let's start with Raw tonight. So Raw has Becky versus Natalya for the Intercontinental title. We have Naomi addressing her medical status. We're going to find out what's going on with Naomi tonight.
Is that her enemy?
Her enemy?
Yeah. Like how in AEW they address their enemies.
Yeah, her medical status. Maybe it's an enemy, maybe it's not. We've got Io Sky versus Raquel. We got Braun Breaker versus Jey Uso. We got Penta versus Xavier Woods. And we will hear from The Vision. And apparently, Mr. Iguana.
Excuse me, we're going to hear from The Vision?
Yeah, it's weird, huh? Mr. Iguana is scheduled to be on the show, as well as Vikingo. And this all stems from fallout from Triple Mania, which I thought was a good show. I like Triple Mania.
I thought it was fun.
And the main event, which everybody was talking about, was the Vikingo, El Grande Americano, Dominic Mysterio, Dragon Lee match, which the story of the match is everyone hates Vikingo. They cheered everybody else in the match, including the... And people said he might not be Austrian, might be German. The German guy pretending to be an American, pretending to be a Mexican luchador. He got cheered over Vikingo. They cheered Dominic over Vikingo. Dominic was about to get the win when a masked guy interfered, which the crowd was furious about because they wanted Dominic to win. But then the guy took his mask off and it was AJ, and then they decided they loved AJ, so they started cheering like crazy. And then he laid out Dom, and then Vikingo comes up off the floor and everyone starts booing like crazy again, and he hits the 630 and he gets the pin. And, you know, everybody last night was, I can't believe that Vikingo, why didn't they put the belt on Dom? Well, they've announced that the next AAA show is going to be taking place in September in Las Vegas. It'll be September 12th, Worlds Collide. And in fact, the main event, Dominic Mysterio versus Vikingo for the mega title.
Where
Which,
is
of course,
this taking place?
It's in Vegas.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Oh, well, you just asked where.
Well, what venue?
It just says in Vegas. I'm not sure yet. Now, it does beg the question why Dom was immediately given a one-on-one title match after he was pinned in the match. I guess they can say that he was screwed by AJ Styles, but that is kind of silly. But anyway, my presumption is Dominic's winning the AAA title on that show from Vikingo. I kind of want to go to that show. I want to see Pagano in real life.
Thomas and Mack Center.
Thomas and Mack.
Bring it on. September 12th is what it
is. Yeah. So anyway, I liked the AAA show because, you know, the Mexican fans, the actual legitimate AAA fans in Mexico, they had, you know, on let me say it this way. The online fans, they were very upset about a lot of things online. They didn't like all of the music being changed. You know, it was mostly the music that irritated people. They changed the music. They didn't like the clowns match because it wasn't violent enough, like an old school AAA.
They wanted fire.
Yeah, they wanted fire and blood and stuff like that. They certainly don't like Vikingo. But, you know, if you watch the show, there's two things. Number one, listen, I get it if you were an old AAA fan, but I didn't watch AAA regularly, but I watched a fair amount of AAA. And let's be real, like, I'm not sure it's always something to romanticize. If you can keep the spirit of AAA, you know, the clowns and the minis and the top stars,
the Exoticos,
the Wagners and everything like that. Like, if you can keep that, but also make it not suck, you know, bring some better production to it. Bring some, you know, when you put matches together, like, kind of reel everybody in just a little bit, you know. I didn't hate the show at all. It felt like a AAA show produced by WWE as opposed to just a straight WWE show. And I don't think that you want to do a straight WWE show. I think you still want it to be AAA, but, like, the stuff that sucked about AAA, you know, get rid of that and make it a little bit better, and I think I could really enjoy this promotion, if we're being honest. I like that show a lot. And the fans in the building, like, you remember when the Invasion, you know, WCW died, and WWE took it over, and, you know, they had the WWE version of WCW. The fans, they hated it. They hated everything about it. They turned on it. They wanted nothing to do with it, and they quit. The WCW fans, they quit, okay? This was a AAA show, Arena Ciudad, in Mexico, with Mexican AAA fans, and you cannot watch this show and tell me that those fans didn't have a great time. They had a great time. They didn't hate the WWE people on the show. They got AAA legends. You know, they got that Conan Hall of Fame induction by Ray entirely in Spanish. I mean, it was still a AAA show, and the fans there liked it.
Brian, I watched it Sunday morning. I had no intention of watching the show. If you remember back, you actually asked me Friday what I was going to watch, and I probably didn't even know this AAA show was really even happening this weekend. But after my usual Sunday morning routine of watching 4 hours of Turkish oil wrestling, this popped up on my YouTube, and I put it on, and I sat there, and I didn't move for the full 2.5 hours. I didn't get up to go get breakfast like I had planned. I was like, you know what? I'm going to go eat after I watch this battle royal. But no, I had so much fun watching the first match that I decided to watch the rest of the 2 hour show. And there were very few points during that 2.5 hours, almost 3 hours, whatever it was, where I wasn't happy that I was watching it. I could have done without the stupid Finn Balor demon doll.
Yeah, but you know how over that thing got in Mexico?
Cool. I ain't in Mexico.
They're selling them for $100 each.
I'm 42.
$100.
Brother, I'm 42 years old, getting a hip replacement tomorrow. I'm watching it from my house. I don't care how over that stupid doll was. I don't like it. I don't want to see it. Give me Charlie back.
Golly.
Okay? Demonito, get him out of here.
Angry man.
Not a fan.
Well, we had Omos win the Copa Bar doll, which was way better than it had any right to be. And it had all of the, you know, it had Microman in there and Pimpinella and, you know, Octagon, Omos, Laparca, the third Laparca here. And Omos won. I mean, it was a fun match. El Macias and Hijo de Dr. Wagner Jr. Wagner Jr. won the title. I mean, the match itself, the wrestling was all right, but the story of the match and the original Dr. Wagner Jr. out there, Iho's father, you know, Conan playing heel on commentary because he hates the Wagners. I mean, it ended up being a fun match. I give it 3.25. Lola Nino Ambergesa against Mr. Iguana in Judgment Day. That was a really fun match. It was like preposterous. We had puppets everywhere and, you know, a guy feeding a hamburger to Finn Balor. And
the problem with like Nino Ambergesa in America is he's not that fat.
Well,
he's not like grotesquely, he's not Bastion Booger-esque.
No.
You know what I mean? He'd be like,
he's pretty rotund though.
Yeah, but he can move around.
Well, yeah, that's the gimmick.
he's not that enough.
He did flip
he's
dives.
He's not super porky.
We had the return of Otis, who got pinned by Microman. I mean, that right there made this a show worth watching. Los Garzas and Psycho Clown and Pagano. Yeah, I gave that 3.75. Second best match on the show. And, like, Pagano, there's one thing this dude can do. Get hit with stuff, hit people with stuff, and I guess fall off things. That's three things.
Hey,
but
that's what I want to see in my wrestling.
Hey.
I'll tell you that much. What, are you tuning in for the clown to do some technical wrestling? Come on.
Well, sometimes I am just for the comedy of Pagano trying to do spots.
Wow.
But overall, I mean, this was 3.75. It was a WWE style, but it was crazy guys doing it. And I thought it was good. We'll talk about the rest of the show and more after the break. Observer Live.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, BlockTrust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
You gotta dip your chicken strips. Hey, this is Keone.
And this is Tabitha.
And a little thing we love about Chick-fil-A chicken strips
is all the different sauces we can dip them in. I like to line up all my favorite sauces so that in every bite, I have a different flavor. Then with the tenderness of the chicken, the juiciness of it, it's all there.
And for me, I like to mix my sauces so I get a little tang and I get a little sweetness all in one bite.
That's what makes it for me. Like, that's what does it for me.
That's what I'm saying.
It's the summer of Chick-fil-A chicken strips and sauces. Order now on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Yeah.
Hey, come on. Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom Lawler. So yes, we also had the Ray induction of Conan, which was all in Spanish. They had some fella trying to translate it, but like they had, you know, Conan and this guy at the exact same volume. So it's like if you spoke Spanish, you couldn't hear Conan. If you spoke English, you could barely hear the other guy. So that didn't work out. But whatever. And then Lady Flammer, Natty, and Fabi Apache.
Watch your mouth.
This actually was a really good match wrestling wise. Like the women were great. The finish was freaking terrible. It was not even the finish. It was like Torontes.
Yeah.
Torontes Jr. was there. And so he's just doing all the heel ref crap. Which, like, for a new viewer, you're, like, not even sure what the heck's going on. And they barely explained it. It was just, like, total mess. And he was biased the entire time. And then
Conan did say he's not going to do Lady Apache any favors here.
Great. Yeah, that was the worst thing on the show. And it was only because of Toronto. It's like the wrestling actually was good. And then, as noted in the main event, Vikingo retained the title. And, yeah, I like this show. It was a good show. And I really do want to go to that Worlds Collide. Dang it.
You need to start.
Vegas is expensive right now, isn't it? Is it worth it to go?
Yeah.
You think so?
It's not that expensive.
Could we go to the Clown Motel afterwards?
That's hours away.
And I guess we don't know how you're going to be moving around.
I went to the Monster Museum yesterday, actually.
What's that?
It's Tom Devlin's Monster Museum. It contains, actually, the gremlin, the spider gremlin from Gremlins 2 was there. It's a museum that contains a number of movie props from horror films.
Really?
I'm not doing it any sort of justice. It's a fantastic way to kill a couple hours.
Well, we also had Collision and SmackDown, and I was not blown away by either show. Collision's kind of been on a roll lately, but this one was just kind of there, and I did not like the main event. And then SmackDown was just like the most... SmackDown was so by the numbers that when they did the opening segment, like when it was over, I literally had to go and make sure that I was watching this week's show. It was like, God... So, quickly, the Collision show. The problem with Collision was they were in Cincinnati, but, like, aside from, you know, Moxley, because he's from the area, like, this crowd was just dead all night. And I watched it after watching Triple Mania, so it was even worse. Just a dead crowd. We had a Toni Storm segment where she ran down Athena, and then Athena and Billy attacked her, and Mina Shirakawa made the save. And this is like one of the big differences between WWE and AEW. It's like you had Billy and Athena attack Mina Shirakawa and Tony, and then we had a big schmoz. And like when it was over, I was like, okay, well, I guess that's the main event tonight. And it wasn't. And then I thought, well, maybe that'll be a big match on Wednesday. And then no announcement. It was like we shot an angle for an obvious tag match and we're not doing it. Okay. That was weird. Jet Speed versus Moxley and Wheeler. This was the best thing on the show.
I mean, you spent 10 minutes talking about Paul Walter Hauser. You're not wrestling him.
Don't even get me started. He didn't apologize, by the way. If he'd apologized, I would have accepted his apology. But he didn't. So I'm still mad. That guy pulled the I'm a worker card on me. Can you imagine? I mean, it's one thing to pull, like, I'm a Hollywood star card. He pulled the I'm a worker card on me! God. Jet Speed and Moxley and Wheeler. This match was great.
He had people back him up, too.
Gimmick. Moxley killed Speedball with a Death Rider. Wheeler hit the low blow on Kevin Knight, cradled him, and pinned him. It's a great match. We had an awesome old school 80s Outrunners video. They were out in Brother Nature training. So, yeah, that was good. And then, of course, now this is when the show kind of went off the rails for me. We had Ricochet and Ace Austin. Dude, Ace Austin is great. He's like an underrated wrestler. He's a great worker. He's a great athlete. As soon as he made his debut against Ricochet, I was like, this is going to be an AEW special, isn't it? And sure enough, guy looks great, and they beat him. And not only did they beat him, but the Gates of Agony beat him up afterwards and left him for dead. I was like, way to go, brother. Great debut. This happens all the time. He will now be in the same spot for 5 years before he might get a win. We had Lee Johnson and Blake Christian versus Kyle O'Reilly and Roderick Strong, which Kyle and Roddy won. And it was fun while it lasted. Roddy is very upset. He wants to beat up Kyle Fletcher for taking out Adam Cole. And meanwhile, Kyle just wants to party. Had a good angle with FTR, Bandito, and Brody to set up their tag finals on Wednesday's show. We had a women's four-way for $100,000. Chris Statlander beat Penelope Ford, Julia Hart, and Anna Jay. And I've been talking a lot about how the women have really improved. They're working regularly. This was below average for an AEW women's match of late. It just, crowd's dead. Weren't really very good. We had a Donnybrook afterwards, and then Harley Cameron returned with a face mask. Cleared the ring. So she's back. We had Juice beating Brian Keith. We had an Anthony Bowens promo. He's upset that Max gets to go to Forbidden Door for an open challenge. And meanwhile, he doesn't get to do any of this fun stuff. And he notes, Max is a loser. Why is he getting all these matches? I was like, well, he's right. I don't know. And then he notes, you know that last week I threw out the first pitch for a San Francisco Giants game. I was on the red carpet with some Hollywood stars, not Paul Walter Hauser, and I was doing awareness for a cancer event. But I don't get it. And as soon as he said that, I thought, if this is true, which it is, by the way, why do we never see this stuff on AEW television? You know how many things their wrestlers have done in the mainstream, and we never hear about it because they never put it on TV. It's like all WWE does is hammer you in the head with the stuff that their people do outside of wrestling. And meanwhile, AEW goes the exact opposite. We will hide it. You will hear nothing about it. And then
I wouldn't promote the San Francisco Giants either. They suck.
And then we had the main event. I don't want to be hard on it, but here's the deal. So they had a four-way. It was Daniel Garcia, Nigel McGuinness, Hechicero, and Lee Moriarty. And the winner of this was going to get a shot at Zack Sabre Jr. for the IWGP heavyweight title at Forbidden Door, okay? So Zack is a technical marvel, right? So apparently somebody got the idea, let's do this. Instead of just having these four men wrestle, let's bill it as a technical spectacle. A four-way technical wrestling match to see who faces Zach. Now, maybe this is like a great idea on paper. In execution, I thought this was so goofy and not in a good way. It's a four-way, so there's no DQs. So what we had was four guys exchanging holds all in the ring at the same time. They brawled outside where they then exchanged holds. They're in the ring exchanging holds, and then we had multiple convoluted four-way attempted submissions. And I'm just watching this going, it looks so choreographed. Like, I know Zach's gimmick, but, like, there's an IWGP title shot on the line. Dude, hit this guy with a chair. Like, don't you want to win? Why aren't you doing everything you can to win? You're exchanging holds. It was like, oh my God. And then finally, at least Nigel won. And then he cut it.
How did he win?
They had, like, he had one submission on, and then Garcia had another submission on, and they're both cranking, and who's going to tap first? And Nigel's guy taps first, and then, you know, Garcia's all sad that he didn't win the match. And it's like, well, maybe you should have hit somebody with, like, a freaking chair, dude, and won. Like, if it's so important to win, what are you guys playing Twister for? God!
Why is Garcia in his corner?
Nigel just asked him to be in the corner because he tried so hard. That's literally the gimmick. And then Danny says yes, and I'm like, okay, so you're turning on Nigel? Going heel? Is that what's going on? I don't know, man. I did not like that main event. They just completely overthought everything. You know how good a match they could have had? Just having like a four-way no DQ match? Daniel Garcia, Nigel, Hechicero, and Lee Moriarty? They could have tore the house down. Crowd's dead. Just watching them do moves. It's like a four-way pure rules match. Anyway, I didn't like that. Show was all right. SmackDown just bored me half to death. We had a promo with Solo and his crew, and then Sammy comes out, and then a brawl breaks out, and Jimmy makes the save, and Jacob makes a save, and then they set up a six-man for the main event, and I was like, didn't I see this same thing the last 6 weeks in a row? God! And that's what it was.
No, we got Sammy in there now.
I know, but it's the same deal. And then we had Alexa beating Piper, and then the heels beat her down, and then Charlotte got involved, and they beat her down. So it looks like Charlotte and Alba on TV and maybe a tag title match with the Secret Hervis in Paris. But it was all right. It was very. All these numbers are totally by the numbers. It's like you just watch them. They're exactly what you would expect. Sometimes there's a little extra stuff at the finish. But, I mean, through the first commercial break, I'm like, oh, my God, can I just fast forward through the end of the commercial? Miz and Carmelo versus Fraxium. It's incredible. Because, like, everything Miz did just involved standing there, and everybody else moved really fast around him. It was crazy to watch. And Melo ended up hitting, hit a superplex into a cutter, went for nothing but net. Miz stole the tag and hit the skull-crushing finale on Frazier and won. So he stole the tag from
this,
stole the pin from his partner.
This made me so angry. As somebody that's heading in to get a hip replacement surgery, Melo should be happy that the Miz went in there and stopped him from jumping off the top rope onto his hip.
Yeah.
He saved it. He's saving
years. He needs
years
to stop doing that.
This guy's career.
Him and Fandango.
He should be thanking the Miz.
Yeah. So the story, by the way, is that Miz wants to be a winning tag team with Carmelo. Carmelo's going along with it, sorta, but he would rather go for a singles title. And Miz keeps costing him singles championship opportunities. Now I'm talking like WWE. God darn it!
I can't believe you even spent that much time on it.
Then we had a classic WWE moment. I thought I was watching NXT. Tiffany Stratton, the women's champion, shows up walking backstage. They put a big Tiffany Stratton right there on the screen. Up walks Kiana James. No graphic. No one says her name. No identification whatsoever. And for like the first 30 seconds, I'm like, God, what? She's been gone for 9 months, 10 months. ACL. The heck is her name? Please put her name on the screen. Nope, they don't. I had to look on the... Oh, my God. Talk more about this after the break, if I can take it. Observer Live.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with need to sell my home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We also had the Street Profits DIY, which actually was a very good match, but it's like the first half of this match was so basic and simple and boring, and then the second half was so overcomplicated. Run-in, distraction, Candace, B-Fab, ref distracted, this person kicked. I was like, oh my God, can we just have a balance? Can we just have a happy medium somewhere, please? And then the main event was Jimmy and Jacob and Sammy. I don't know. I screwed it all up here in my report. Tonga.
Sammy, Big Jim, Jacob Fatu taking on the MFTs.
Yes, that's right.
Tala Tonga on the outside.
So I will say that this match was very good, and I howled with laughter as at the end of this match, Tala tries to interfere. Solo knocks him over the announce desk, or Jacob with a tope. Solo tries a thumb. Sammy boots the thumb, hits the exploder, hits the big boot, and pins Solo. Solo, by the way, is now 2-7 since winning this title. 2-7. All he does is lose and lose and lose and lose and lose. They didn't even beat, like, Tungaloa. Like, had to pin this guy. So Sammy's getting a title shot, and that was that.
Why would you pin Tungaloa?
Would you get out of here?
Yes.
All right. Good luck tomorrow, Tom. Let me know what happens as soon as you get up, okay?
Yes, sir, I will.
I'll update everybody tomorrow on social media. All right, that's it. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.